Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell. And on the phone is Dr. Stanley Arnold. Monday is a federal holiday. It is Juneteenth, and there are so many events going on in Chicago this weekend, whether you're at the Festival on the Square or Garfield Park for the 1865 Fest or the Juneteenth Village Festival, or even at the top of the Sky Deck in Chicago, there's an Emancipation Ball on the 99th floor of the Willis Tower, and many people in the city do not have to work on Monday. So we thought we'd turn to you, Dr. Stanley Arnold, so that you can make sure that everybody has a better understanding of Juneteenth. How are you today?
Real good.
So this is the first federal holiday that we are recognizing Juneteenth. Is that correct?
Yes. It was declared a federal. Well, it was declared a federal holiday last year.
And yeah. Do you have any idea of how many companies are actually participating?
I do not, but it seems to be quite a few.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a friend who works for a company here in downtown Chicago that does, you know, they have contracts with the government, so then their company recognizes it. So fill everybody in about the roots of Juneteenth.
Well, look, the Emancipation Proclamation, goes into effect on January 1st, 1863, and it covers those states that those Confederate states that are rebelling against the Union, right? It doesn't free slaves in four states, Missouri, Kentucky, Delaware, or Maryland, or the District of Columbia. And in some ways, it only works where Union forces are in control. So, you know, in a lot of the Confederate states, there's no understanding that this has been signed, and that includes Texas, which is relatively isolated from the rest of the South and the rest of the country.
And especially Galveston, because Galveston is, you know, Houston's a big city, but a lot of this happened in Galveston, and they were the last to hear, right?
Exactly. So in many cases, enslaved people hear about this and they just head toward Union lines. Confederate forces in Texas don't surrender until June 1865, which is 2 months after Lee surrenders at Appomattox. So when Union forces move into this area, a major general, Gordon Granger, issues an order called General Order 3. Basically saying slavery is over here in Texas, okay? The last place, technically, where slavery is over in is complete in the United States. And that's the beginning of Juneteenth. It's June 19th, and it's recognized in Texas first. It will basically spread across the South, but especially to the West Coast, where a lot of African Americans migrate in the early and mid 20th century, and it becomes a big celebration of the end of slavery, the formal end of slavery.
And when do you think it really became, you know, something that people were aware of in this area? I mean, I lived in Texas. I worked in Texas. I seem to become maybe like 10 years ago, I was aware of it. Prior to that, wasn't anything I learned in high school, wasn't anything that I was taught. Is it just now? Are we just now at the point where people are talking about it, celebrating it, and have a better understanding?
Yeah, I'd say within the past 30 years, as more localities have recognize this holiday, as more people travel and move across the United States, it's become more popular. I grew up in Philadelphia, and I can tell you, in the 60s, we had heard of it, but there weren't any major celebrations or anything like that. So it's really become, it starts in Texas, moves across parts of the South, definitely is become celebrated in the West Coast and is now national.
Somebody sent a text and said, why would we be celebrating a holiday called Juneteenth, as in June 19th on the 20th? But as we know, all federal holidays fall on the Monday after the holiday if it falls on the weekend. And it will, you know, that's just the way it works. So,
And so
you're telling me that kids come to NIU and they're well aware of Juneteenth, or is this something they learn when they're in your class?
Some are, okay. They definitely learn it in my classes. So, you know, I think the words, with social media, and I think more people are learning about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for filling us in with all the details. We appreciate it. Dr. Stanley Arnold, NIU Professor of History. Thanks for being a part of Chicago's Afternoon News.
Great. Thanks. Happy Juneteenth.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that what you say? Like, do you say that? I guess you do. So yesterday we had a conversation throughout the show about this technology at Toyota called Hot Car. What is it? Hot Car, whatever. Hot Car technology, really. They don't really have it, available yet. But cabin awareness is actually the title of it. And it spurred a lot of discussion. Some people say, well, we already have alerts in our car that tell us if we've left a child in the back seat or a car or a dog in the back seat on a very hot day. But this is kind of new because it detects their breathing. So if you want to listen to that conversation, you can go to WGNradio.com. And I did notice that a lot of people went back and listened to Dr. Donald Lloyd Jones, the president of the American Heart Association. We were talking about middle-aged women who have a greater concentration of what they call toxic forever chemicals in their blood are at a greater risk of developing high blood pressure. And guess what, ladies? It's in our makeup. It's in our shampoo. It really is available to everybody because it's in a form of many things we use on a daily basis. But some reason it hits us the worst. So if you want to listen to that conversation, WGNradio.com. And if you want to play with us, you want to play, you think you know the price of a Father's Day gift, we're going to give you a list of some gifts that we think are really cool for your dad. You go over or under on them. We'll take two players coming up. 312-981-7200. If you want to be one of those people, give us a buzz now and stick around. Steve's got your news coming up on 720 WGN.